audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number here is 1-800-LOV-191. Jeez, I sound a little too enthusiastic myself, but I'm Corolla here. It's a drag me down. Tonight, guests are from Roswell, Brendan Fair and Nick Wexler. Nick, you play Kyle Valenti, is that right?
Yes.
And how would they know you on the show?
How would who know me?
You're one of the humans, right?
Right.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah,
I'm
good.
I'm gonna let you know.
This is a trick question. And you know the secrets of the other friends, right?
Right.
Talk right into this thing. It's a microphone. It's sick. And Brendan?
Yeah.
You're an alien.
I am.
How would they know your character?
As an alien.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you're involved with one of the girls in the show? Are you not?
In real life or on?
No, in the show.
Oh, in the show. Yeah,
God
in the
damn
show.
It. What do you guys think I'm talking about?
Yes, in the show.
Who's your love interest in the show?
Maria DeLuca, played by Mahandra Delphi.
Who's your love interest in real life? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You guys talk a lot, don't you? Yeah. We're on the air. This is the microphone. Just pretend we're not on the air. It's good. That's for coughing. If you, there you go. We can't hear you now.
Oh, there you go. Thought I coughed.
Did you guys,
I thought I had special effects.
Did you guys, like, visit a bong before you got here? What happened? No. Are you guys friends in real life?
I don't know.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. You hate each other.
Well, he hates me.
We try and hang out.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. First, we're going to talk to Dana. Whoop. No, we're not.
Okay, Brian.
Talk to Kate, who's 21. Kate.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
What's we'll see my profile or whatever.
You got to tell us. We're here with Brendan Fair and Nick Wexler from Roswell.
Okay, hi, guys.
Tuesday, 9 o'clock,
hello.
UPN.
Hey.
Okay, so I have this friend, and we were friends.
Of course, a friend.
And then we dated, and then we're friends again.
Sure.
And so we're not involved anymore, but when we were dating, he... Like, when we would have sex, he would pull out and then masturbate and then come. And I've never had that happen. He did it every time. And I've never had that happen before. I've never had anyone else do that.
Gentlemen?
No, I've had people do that.
Seriously.
I assume you were on the pill?
Yes. I was.
So it wasn't some sort of birth
safety.
Control method, no.
Which,
by the way, is no birth control. But
no, my question is,
how long would he go before he would do that?
Oh, a while. I mean, it wasn't like.
So it's like you had to do this. This is the only way.
Yeah,
you could,
like he had to masturbate in order to come.
It's Adam is a saying that you know, sex is great, but it's not the real thing. and some guys get real used to masturbation, and that's really the only way they can achieve climax.
Okay,
but
so it's not me.
It's not you. Why do women always assume it's them?
One more question, please.
Yeah.
Okay, also, he's 28, and I have no idea if this has anything to do with his age, but it was really hard for him in different positions and, like, in different temperatures.
Because he couldn't masturbate from those other positions, right?
I mean, he'd lose his erection?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a problem. And by the way, 28 is hardly the age at which he's beginning to experience erectile difficulty from the process of aging.
Keep in mind that I'm 21, and so he's the oldest man that I've ever been with. Yeah. I know that doesn't seem like a big deal to you, but it's never happened to me. Like, a guy has never had that
this
problem.
This is about him. This is not about his aging. Is he on any medication?
He's on Zylantin.
Dilantin?
Well, it's Zylantin. And correct me if I'm wrong. I think I have the right name, but it's like a medication that...
For seizures.
Right.
It's Dilantin.
Yeah.
Dilantin. And no, that would not be causing this. But there are other medicines that can. Maybe he's on something more than you know.
He's not on anything else.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with him?
I've known him for about a year and a half.
All right.
And we're like best friends.
Why does he have a seizure disorder? Did he have a head injury?
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, this could be related to the head. You have a back injury, too, with that?
Yes, he did.
All right. This is related to that, probably.
Okay.
All right?
So is there anything that...
Thanks for including that history, by the way, though. Kind of...
Well, I...
People leave this stuff out. He's paralyzed from the waist down.
No. He's not paralyzed.
I understand, but those kinds of injuries... Those sorts of injuries can affect erectile function and ejaculation.
Okay.
So there you go. All right? It's not you, Kate. It's not you.
I don't know.
Got it?
Yeah,
you're fat.
No,
not,
favorite thing in the world.
Dana, who is 17. We've now dropped in Nick's favorite thing in the world.
I'm sorry.
Anderson, do that again. It's his favorite thing in the world.
Hello?
You're gay.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
17, what's up?
Well, I just love sex, and I think about it all the time. Is it weird for a girl to think about sex so much? I know guys
You're lesbian. It can be. Some women, that's normal. Others, it's the sort of the consequences of sexual abuse or trauma in childhood.
Well, I mean, like, I love, like, watching porn. I'll download it all the time and just watch it. It's just really exciting for me.
Do you watch it to the point that you don't do other things, or you spend a lot of money and time doing it?
I spend a lot of time, but I do other things, you know.
Okay. And do you have a traumatic history?
No, actually, I don't. I just really enjoy it.
All right. There you go. Why do you feel guilty about it?
Well, because I'm really into flings, because I'm kind of afraid of commitment.
Uh-oh.
And I kind of have a habit of going after guys that have girls. Is that wrong?
Well, it suggests something's going on here. Something a little more than maybe you think. Right? For one thing, you don't like guys that are available.
Yeah.
And that suggests something.
But, I don't know. I'm really picky with my guys.
Yeah, but, yeah, they have to be completely unavailable. Right?
Not really. My last guy was just seeing someone.
Oh, that's he's not completely unavailable.
Well, you know.
Look, Dana, there's something more going on here than just your sort of preoccupation with sex. You have a problem with intimacy, right? You really never had a boyfriend that was a successful relationship, or have you?
No, not really.
Yeah. You stinking whore.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a,
hey, what's
oh,
that?
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, the radio goes in real time.
I got a little car accident.
No.
Look at these directions that your idiot partner Adam gave me. Exit
what?
Robertson. Does it say anything, you know, does it say right or left on Robertson after you get off it?
No, right.
I took regulars.
Right?
I got totally lost, and then I was looking at directions, and I rear-ended this woman. I had to pay her $300.
Are you serious?
Right there?
Yeah. Yeah, she gave me a hand job. It was all right.
But
thank God I'm alive. That's all, you know?
Hey, I can't work the thing while I'm working the thing.
My partner sucks, huh?
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Sorry, everyone. A sorry caller whom I interrupted in the middle of...
No, Dana is someone who likes sex. She's 17, watches porn.
Isn't that awesome?
Sounds like a commitment thing, though.
But she cannot have a relationship. And so where's your dad?
My dad?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, when the hell were you when he left?
He's around.
Is he an alcoholic or abusive or anything?
He's an alcoholic, but he doesn't abuse me or anything.
Where's my bourbon?
Having an alcoholic dad can be part of what's going on here. And you may be an addict yourself.
Actually, I don't drink that often.
I understand, but you may have that biology, you may have that gene, and going for thrill and you know, the pornography and all that may be part of that novelty seeking that some alcoholics have.
Well, that's not a bad way to go if you're going to have an addiction.
No,
of some kind,
well, not
right?
even addiction. If you're just going to be going for thrill, that the safety of your own home is all right.
Yeah, the thing is, I love to do it like places where I could get caught.
There you go.
You
thrill.
Do
thrill.
My first time was on a football field.
This is an alcoholic.
That's your first time?
During halftime.
Yeah.
She was in the marching band.
She would have gotten caught.
She actually used a flute. What do you do about this, Drew? Do you do anything about it?
You should be aware that you're an alcoholic. You might want, if you really want, if you want, you, do you want to do something?
Season tickets.
Dan, do you want to change? You want to do something?
Well, I mean, is there any way that I could find a relationship?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
absolutely not.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm just really scared. I love sex, but it's hard to find something, like, more than that, you know?
Well, probably the only way that would something really intimate would happen is if you went to something like Al-Anon, got a sponsor, worked the steps, and sort of changed a little bit. So the consequence of having a dad as an alcoholic is sort of playing itself out now. And I believe, too, you have that gene. And so this is also what's affecting your sort of choices.
But are you not aware that you can have a tremendous amount of sex in a serious relationship wherever you want?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Just...
You guys aren't married, I guess, huh? Right, Drew?
What's the trouble of being in a relationship to have it all the time? Do you know what I mean?
Is it a what?
Worth the trouble of being a... Well,
she doesn't want a relationship.
You like a relationship.
No,
just try not to get pregnant. That's, I mean, really.
Use birth control. Please get on the pill. And go to Al-Anon, right? Get a sponsor. See if you can find something more gratifying.
All right, very good.
This is the kind of person that keeps going for greater and greater thrills, more.
I know, like me. And now it's not enough to come to the radio show. I have to rear end people on my way over.
Did you really pay her $300?
That's right, I did. I paid her $300 cash.
Why?
Luckily, I carry a lot of money around.
Did you do a little estimate of the damages?
I said, listen, you know what? She was very nice, and I said, listen, you know, her bumper was all messed up anyway. I said, let me just give you a few $100.
But you didn't give her information, did you?
Yeah, I gave her my information.
Now she's going to dink you around later on in court.
I gave her Drew's information.
That's good. Did you give what you also usually give, which is I'm a very wealthy man?
I did not mention that, no. Don, I have a rental car, too. I just got it. It's got a filthy windshield. And, it's a white Ford Escort. Nice wheels, fellas.
What are you doing?
I, my car, I had to abandon it. My life is out of control, Drew.
It is.
It really is.
Your friend Paul's calls lying. And
yeah.
How about that last night?
He wasn't lying.
Did you bust his chop?
He was not lying.
She told us he wasn't lying.
That was one of them was lying.
Well, to start with, and then she completely came clean. Right?
Yeah, no, that was me.
Wait, what happened? What?
Yeah. I'm going to have to side with the guy, my buddy. We had a porn star in last night, and she claimed that she never had sex with this guy that works for me that said they had sex. And she told a whole story about how they didn't have sex, but then
he calls up and says, well, we had this sort of thing going on. And she all of a sudden went, hey, honey, that was so cute, wasn't it? We're like, what?
Apparently she was really intimidated by me. I don't know. I thought I was being nice.
How do you find that out?
They talked.
Who?
Yeah.
He's so mean.
I revealed too much about porn.
You're going, holy Christ. Didn't you think about... We said, did you have sex? Isn't him putting hands in there? Does that have anything to do with sex?
I don't know what's going on. I should have seen her, though. She's good looking. She was, right? Have you seen this? What is her name? Tara Patrick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no.
Yeah, she's good looking.
But what was it? What was it? Paul had actually done. She told us this whole story about Sam Phillips and the righties and
Paul claims they. Paul claims that they'd actually had sex and not still just once. Yeah. Yeah. Not just once.
She told us the whole crazy story.
I know one of them. I don't know. If I have to pick, I'm gonna go with the guy I've known for years. You know.
He didn't start by lying.
No, he didn't. I don't think so. But you never know. I mean, what do you guys think? Who would you believe? Your friend or a random porn star?
Exactly. I'd believe my buddy. Talking about sex and a porn star.
If my friend blew me, I'd be like, all right.
Well, you reset here.
Those are real friends.
Who are our guests?
I'm Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm pulling in for Adam Carolla badly, I might add. Dr. Drew is here. Brendan Fear and Nick Wexler. Right now, I know Brendan. But I don't think I've ever met Nick. Have we met before?
No.
No. How you doing, Nick?
Doing all right.
Sorry, I was late.
Roswell, Tuesday.
All right. Roswell, Tuesday nights on the UPN. Right. X-Files with attractive people. Right? I guess the X-Files is the X-Files with attractive people. All right. Donnie from Minnesota, 17 years old. Why is his ex-girlfriend trying to win him back? Is it just because he's dating? Donnie?
Yeah, it is.
How long did you go out with him?
For about a year.
It sounds like you've already decided on the answer to this question.
What's that?
It sounds like you've decided on the answer to this question already.
Oh, yeah, I've thought about it for quite a while.
You mean she didn't want you until you started being wanted by other people.
Exactly.
And then she wants you.
Did she dump you? She dumped you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. This is the ultimate just. So she
never happens, by the way.
As soon as you started going out with other girls, she was right back on board, huh?
She was, yes.
This is the thing. Women have, like, town hall meetings or something where they like shine your picture up and go, this one, forget it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a girlfriend. Stay
and also, who you go out with really adjusts your status. Because, like, you look at a guy like Tom Green. Now, Tom Green, you know, he's an all right looking guy. He's a funny guy, all that stuff. He marries Drew Barrymore. Now, that didn't work out. But guess what's going to happen now that he was married to Drew Barrymore? He's in the 10 category now permanently. I mean, because women like, well, Drew Barrymore married him. I could at least give him a handy or something, you know?
But guys, women don't want, and guys, the more sort of desperate and anxious you get to get a girlfriend, the more women just repel. Men, on the other hand, sort of wait for the weakling. We're like lions waiting in the bush, waiting for like a herd of antelopes to go by, right?
Yes, waiting for that exchange student who doesn't know what a nerd
is. Right, the weakling strangling off behind, right?
It's like every time some girl would come in from Germany or something into our high school, you know, the nerds would line up because these girls don't know any better. They don't have time to figure out the social status. And once they start having sex with one of the guys in band, they're nerds too. It doesn't matter how good looking they are. Yeah, Donnie, this is great for you. What are you going to do? You going to get back together with her?
I'm not really sure.
Well,
I'm afraid it's going to happen again.
Of course it's going to happen again. I mean, you should, of course you shouldn't get back together with her. You like the girl you're going out with now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not that much if you're thinking about getting back with...
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah. Well, you'll figure it out. Really not
just
my
whatever
problem.
You, whatever reason you left the first one for in the first place probably hasn't changed.
Okay.
Yeah, and carry hundreds of dollars in cash around with
just
you.
Just in case you have a fender bender.
In case you get in an accident.
Pay off.
All right. Who do you want to take next here, Drew?
I don't know where the yellow tag is.
The yellow tag? Yeah. It's Troy from Colorado. He can't get his ex-wife to leave him alone. He lied to the cops. Well, she lied to the cops, huh? And
yeah, she told him that a week before we went to my motion to enforce parenting time, because I got two kids with her,
mm-hmm.
she called the cops and told them that I told her I was going to kill her.
And did you tell her that?
No.
Okay. Well, then go on.
Trial. I had to do a jury trial to get myself out of that, and I went through a jury trial by myself.
Had you ever been, had the cops called on you before?
She's called the cops several times, causing all kinds mm-hmm. of problems.
And had you ever done anything? Be honest with us.
No. The worst I ever did with her was I threw a blanket at her when I was ticked off. I'm not a violent man. I don't do stuff like that.
Why doesn't the police stop coming or start having her assessed?
Oh, she's a female. Colorado's a woman's state.
No, I understand what he's saying, because the law is that, the laws are all out of whack. Whenever women are getting short end of the stick, there's a lawsuit and a protest, and they march on Capitol Hill and this and that. But the fact right. of the matter is, the police will always take the woman's word for it if there's a domestic abuse case. And, you know, when you get a divorce, the woman pretty much automatically gets the kids. You know, the laws are not exactly slanted.
What does she want you to do, stay away from her?
I don't know what she wants. She went and talked to my girlfriend today. Well, my girlfriend dumped me the day after Valentine's Day, and we were supposed to go on our Valentine's Day date. And then she had a court date today.
For what?
She was filing a restraining order against her psycho ex, who lives out in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And my ex-wife was filing a restraining order against me. Well, this was the first time I hadn't shown up for the court date, so they had a little powwow, I guess. And she told her all kinds of psycho stuff, and Sarah's the first girl that ever, you know, I got together with that I was friends with afterwards. Usually my girlfriends, I just kind of, you know, try away.
What kind of psycho stuff did she tell her?
She told her everything from I lock kids in the closet. She wants everybody in the world to believe I'm a psychomaniac that just goes off and wants to kill her and the kids and commit suicide and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Do you?
No, I want to have a life, right?
I can tell by this guy's voice that he's not a psychomaniac, right? You think so, Drew? Drew knows better than me. But, I don't know, he seems pretty laid back. Why would you stay with her after she called the cops on you four different times?
I'm not with her now. She's my ex-wife.
Yeah, but she's called the cops. Oh, so she called the cops after you got divorced four different times?
Yeah, but you went over there to get the kids.
She called the cops several times. I mean,
do you have legal rights to the kids?
What's that?
Do you have legal rights to the kids?
Yeah, I've got over 155 overnights, which in Colorado is almost unheard of, but I had to fight for that myself.
Hmm. 155 kids. That is.
What do you do here? How does he snuff this bro out, Drew?
I guess you got to get an attorney. You fought for it yourself. Why not get an attorney and get this thing squared out?
Well, I can't afford an attorney. I haven't worked in the last 2 months because I'm...
Don't they have public defenders or whatever? They have sort of people, public...
Well, he's not charged with anything, right? That's over, the jury trial.
No, but you can
now she's doing another one. She's trying to say I violated a restraining order now.
All right, get an attorney.
How do you pick up the kids if you have a restraining order?
No, she's got a step... My stepdaughter, she caused a problem because she got... What happened is I met up with the stepdaughter one day.
Okay. Here we go.
Meanwhile, I'm out $300 here.
So what happened with the stepdaughter?
You and your petty
what problem. Happened with the stepdaughter?
No. The stepdaughter is 7 years old, and I found a welt above on her lower back where her mom had hit her with a brush. Hmm. And this was just before we went and did my jury trial.
Did you guys get some real weapons?
What's that?
Would you guys get some real weapons, brushes and blankets?
Really, what's going on?
She's used worse than blankets, than brushes, trust me, on the kids. But I reported it, and so the next day she filed a restraining order against me to keep me away from her stepdaughter so that she doesn't get charges mm-hmm. brought up on her again.
Right. They're filing charges back and forth.
Why are you not using an attorney?
Because I can't afford one.
You have a court, you have you're accused of violation of a restraining order. You'll be assigned an attorney.
Right. Well, I wouldn't trust. I had to do a jury trial by myself. No. They wanted me to sit in jail for
listen,
3 days.
You need to, listen, cut this crap out. Get an attorney and get this straightened out. This is ridiculous.
You don't trust
me. Believe me, you have more to, I'm sure, in your way of thinking, you are completely, have nothing to do with anything here. But if that's so, get a professional to help get you through this. Otherwise, you're suspect. Because any rational person gets a professional to do this.
It's been 2.5 years. I had an attorney in the beginning of the divorce,
get one now. Get one now.
Get a few of them.
I can't tell you how many of these I've dealt with where people, the guys are like, oh, I'm just, you know, things are, and then you find more and more and more. Mm. And often these guys have tremendous rages, and they're just not even aware of it. They're not aware how they come across. Mm-hmm. They look like scary, violent guys.
But if he's telling the truth, which, you know,
then the attorney will sort it out. But listen, how nutty do you, I mean, attorneys are going to screw everything up.
It's not often a person's accused when they're absolutely, when they've done nothing.
Yeah. It happens
always a little something.
There's always a little something.
First
there.
Of all, it's who gets themselves into that kind of situation. But exactly. I can give anyone one violation in that regard. But repeatedly back to court, multiple cases, crazy cases. Come on.
Yeah. So you don't buy it?
No, I buy it. But he's much more culpable than he admits. There's much more going on here.
I'm still a little discombobulated from
that. Right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's get you ready.
If we could. All right. We got guys from Roswell here. Jimmy Kimmel, Dr. Drew. This is Love Line. This is Loveline. I'm Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, and Brendan Fair. I'm sorry, Brendan.
Hey, Jimmy.
That's all right. Jimmy.
Wrong.
Kind of lost your radio edge a little bit. You used to be a radio guy.
I know. I used to be. Now I'm just a delinquent roaming the streets. And yeah. How do you know about that?
What's that? What's Chris
Kimmel? When I was on many years ago.
In Tucson or something?
In Palm Springs, I did a morning radio show there with Carson Daly. Carson was my intern and my producer at the time.
Wow.
He was 18 years old, and I was like 22, 23 years old. And there were two other guys on the station named Jim, the midday guy and the afternoon guy. And they said, we can't have everyone named Jim on the air when I came there.
All Jim all the time.
And so they made me use my middle name. And I was Chris Kimmel on the air, and for years Carson could not help but call me Chris.
Oh, how funny.
And everybody I know from back there still calls me Chris.
How do you know about that, Anderson?
Yeah. I got a friend that was in radio back there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Some real characters back in those days, let me tell you. Some real characters. We had this one guy who I think is Anderson's friend who used to spend the whole night, he was the overnight guy, making little people out of matchsticks. And you'd come in the morning, and there were like 75 little matchstick people. And they were in different poses, and there were, some were parachuting, and some were, it was a really crazy thing. I actually found it delightful, I have to be honest. Right. You guys are on Roswell. It's on the UPN, right?
Barely.
And it's on Tuesday night at 9:00. That's been on for a while now, right? That show?
This is the third year.
3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years. I think the Man Show came on at the same time as this program. Didn't you interview me once, Brendan, for something?
I did. I interviewed you. Was it at the was it in Vegas at the WB Mega Radio TV Award Show?
Yeah, some bad award show.
Yeah.
But now I'm mixed up with the Grammys, Drew. You've heard of that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Let's see. Oh, we got the Mike here. Mike's in Texas. Mike's friend is going to get him some wolf hormones. Is this a good idea?
This is a good idea.
A full moon tonight. Mike, why is your friend going to do this?
Well, it's just a friend I know from back home in Minnesota. He's got a couple wolves in a zoo, and we were talking one day, and I'm just curious how it would mix with humans as far as wolf blood or wolf humans.
And what's the point?
Yeah, what is? Why would you do it? Does it do something for you?
Is it a steroid thing? Is it a...
No, it's... You can call me, nature boy. I'm really into wolves.
We'll call you nuts.
You can call me nuts, too, but just into nature, and I'm really into wolves, and I didn't know if it, a communication thing.
In every corner of his house.
So you're asking, would the hormones make you a little bit wolf? Would
a werewolf?
Be able to?
No, not that. I'm just wondering if they would mix properly.
You're wondering what they mean.
If you injected the pure hormone into your bloodstream?
Yes.
What hormone?
Not sure.
Well, I suppose it depends which one. If it's estrogen.
Why, Drew, why would somebody do this?
I can't imagine. But I also imagine that many of the hormones are quite similar, if not exactly identical to humans.
Well, you never know. Mike could wind up a superhero out of this.
Yeah.
This is how the X-Men got started.
He has to be radiated.
The whole medical aspect, I was just wondering if...
Well, I don't think anyone would do it because you could react, you're going to have a terrible allergic reaction to this and die. So that's the main thing.
Don't be an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Seriously, if you're gonna inject any kind of hormone, I would definitely go with monkey, because then at least you could climb trees and you could throw crap at people.
Liz, you heard a cruel story about he and Ray and those guys.
Oh God! Not only have I heard it, you know, Ray is Adam's crazy friend. He's now Ray and I coach my son's basketball team together. Yes, Ray's got a real good side, I tell you, that I've just come to discover over the past year or so. It's not all just shooting crap out of his ass on the people's heads. It's also a real tenderness with children.
Crap and water.
That's right.
Be fair.
Yes, a nice thick stream of crap out of Ray. Yeah. Liz is in Orlando. Liz, 26 years old, and wants to know if she's a freak. You don't enjoy sex with a man or a woman.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
How many men? How many men / women have you had?
Two men, two women.
And you don't like people? Do you like relationships?
I kind of fear them, I guess.
Yeah. So why? Where'd that come from?
I cannot tell you.
What's your history?
My history?
Yeah.
Let's say, okay, I lost my virginity at 25.
Mm. Wow. And, why are you so afraid of being in relationships? Did you have a major loss at some point in your life when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Kind of speak. Well, it seems like every time I get close to someone.
All right, but back when now you're choosing people that are not available or who leave you. But back when you were 8 years old, who'd you lose?
When I was 13.
What happened?
I lost my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what happened?
He got in a car accident.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
Okay.
And then it just transgressed from there.
I know how you feel, because I was recently in a car accident and I lost $300.
That's terrible, terrible.
I think I'll still be able to masturbate tonight, though.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
But, not to bring the show down or anything like that, it's just that, it happened in my life and everything.
What else happened? Did your family fall apart as a result of that? Or?
No, families would probably fall apart with something like that. But, it's been a long time,
Did your family fall apart after that?
No, not really. I feel like I did, maybe. Like, I couldn't get close to anyone.
Right after that. And what happened to your family?
My family just, I guess, moved on. They just,
So they stayed together. Your parents didn't divorce,
right? Yeah, they stayed together.
And you still had the trauma. Did you ever treat it for this?
No.
Wouldn't that be smart to really deal with this?
Probably, but, shrinks scare me.
Yeah, they scare you. Yeah, they scare you because you're going to have to deal with these feelings that are keeping you so blocked. And if you don't deal with them, you are never going to have a relationship.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're calling here, it's not going to a therapist is not much different than this.
Yeah, it's easier.
Easier.
You got Kimmel riding back.
You don't have three jackass guys joining in to make fun of you.
Well, see, I don't have to see you face to face. That's why it's more comfortable for me to go ahead and just...
We're also not going to make you get into those issues, but you need to do it. Either you're going to spend the rest of your life isolated.
Well, then what's my problem with... Okay, I do... masturbate, no problem. Hey, all the power to me. I can get off that way. But only if I roughly masturbate.
Do you have friends? Do you have regular friends?
Yeah, I have regular friends. I don't talk to them about this.
And you never were physically abused? No one ever hit you when you were growing up?
I mean, there was some, sexual little, abuse maybe when I was younger by neighborhood boys, but...
All right, that's rather profound.
But it wasn't.
Liz, wake up. That is profound. That is profound.
She needs Dr. Phil to scream in her face.
This is profound.
Come on.
You've got a lot of stuff going on. This is more than just this. Certainly, your brother's unfortunate accident put a sort of a, really nailed this down. But something was going on before this, and you need to have this treated. Unless you want to live your life the way you're living it, then enjoy.
Yeah, okay. So tomorrow morning, pick up the phone and call a therapist.
Yeah, very simple.
Simple as that, right, Drew?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, Mike's in Arizona. What, you have a sunburn, Mike? You're calling about a sunburn after that call. Doesn't seem that serious. Mike, what's the story with your sunburn? I hope you're all right. Oh, Jesus, I'll pray for you.
Well, it's not really a sunburn. It's like more of like a sunburn sensation, you know, like the feeling you get when you get a sunburn, like when, like, clothes rub on your skin or whatever.
Right, yeah. Where?
Like, I have that feeling that, like, it goes about 2 inches, like, all the way around me by my lower abdomen.
All the way, including your back?
Yeah, like, pretty much circles, like, just below my belly button, like, all the way around me. And then, like, I have a swollen spot, like, right on my, like, lower right abdomen, and my back's a little swollen on the right-hand side as well.
Why haven't you done something about this?
Well, number one, I don't really have any medical insurance, and, like, and no then, money to go do anything, so...
Then go... What city are you in?
Tucson.
Then go to University of Arizona and let them take care of you.
The University of Arizona can do something?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I go to the hospital.
Dude, no, people don't know this, though. You know, they really don't. They think if you don't have medical insurance, you're screwed.
The hospitals are not allowed to turn you away.
Yeah, I look at it as their problem.
The hospital, it is a hospital.
Yeah, then they have to collect from you, and, you know, who
and they can't. And they can't, and that's that.
Yeah, so
they're used to that.
Go to the doctor.
Well, do you have any idea of, like, what
listen,
it could possibly
it,
be?
It can be a lot of things, Mike, because, but it sounds like something.
Because, like, the sunburn sensation, it doesn't hurt when I, like, press. It's just when it, like, gently rubs across the skin. Like
it sounds like something. Or, like, there's something in your abdomen that needs to be addressed. And it may be affecting your spine, and maybe that's that numbing, burning feeling you've got.
There's a chance you could be gay as well. So you might want to have that looked at.
The only other thing is...
You're gay.
I'm not gay, dude.
What other problems do you have besides like the imaginary sunburn?
The only other thing is like one, like the swollen spot on my abdomen, like if I push on it, it doesn't hurt or anything like that. It's just a little bit.
Is that maybe your penis?
Well, do you have any swollen lymph glands anywhere else? Like under your arms or by your legs?
Uh-uh.
How long has this been going on?
Like it started about 2 days ago.
Right. No. Get it checked out.
Be anything, right?
And it hasn't really gotten any worse or anything.
Get
like
it
that.
Checked it's out, Mike, for God's sakes.
Did you get maybe punched and then did you stay out in
no.
the sun?
No. Okay. No, frankly, it sounds like...
Everyone that calls, we told them to go to the doctor.
This sounds like lymphoma, frankly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's so bad?
That's not good.
He's a young guy, though. Could it be that?
To the doctor. Yeah.
That's who gets it.
And all get right. checked out.
I hope that is not the case. All right. Who do you want to take next, Drew? Number six. All right. Tony's in San Francisco. He's angry at everyone and having suicidal thoughts.
Hey, Jimmy, you really brought this show down with the accident tonight.
Yeah, really. So, Tony, listen, man.
Hey, what's up, Nick and Brendan? What's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey.
Don't worry. Hey. I didn't get hurt. I'm fine. There's no reason for you to kill yourself. It was just a little as a rental car. It wasn't even my car.
Why are you angry?
Actually, I have a major sexual compulsive addiction problem.
So why don't you deal with that?
Because I want to confide in you and only you before I do anything because I don't want any legal troubles. And
don't tell us. Then don't tell us because we may have some obligations. But why don't you just go to an SA meeting before you do hurt somebody or hurt yourself? That's the kind of thing sexual addiction treatments are designed to prevent or to help you with.
How do you find an SA meeting?
Just call AA and ask them for SA referral.
I go to all the massage parlors, the strip clubs. I spent about $800 in the last week. I've been to a strip club 7 days in a row.
Wow.
Are you sleeping at all?
I get like 4 hours of sleep. Then I got work in the morning.
Are you doing any other drugs?
I was addicted to marijuana. I've been off marijuana for 1 year, but not with this 12-step program, just by...
Well, you've replaced it now with something else. So
exactly.
That's what happens.
Get back on the marijuana. Hey, just out of curiosity, since you're spending this much, investing this much time, what are the best strip clubs in San Francisco? What does Tony recommend?
The best strip club would probably be the Market Street Cinema.
Market Street Cinema?
Correct.
Is that one of those places where you get sex in the back of the place?
You get it all, and I know all the girls to do it with, and the ones that'll take your money within a second.
All right, so tell them Tony sent you.
Tony, call A, go to SA. It sounds like you may need more than just the community 12-step, but at least start there.
Call AA, go to SA, stop being an a-hole, et cetera.
Hey, we did a skit about that, didn't we?
Did we? Oh, yeah. Assaholics Anonymous. Dr. Drew was magnificent.
My favorite line. Just listen to what some of these assholes have to say.
Dr. Drew's actually up for an Emmy for that. Well, are we going to break? Or
I think we should break.
All right, let's break then. Loveline, Nick Wexler, Brendan Fair. It's Dr. Drew, Jimmy Kimmel. We'll be right back. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Loveline. Right, Drew?
Yes, it is.
This is Loveline. Okay. I'm still a little confused. I had a little car accident on the way over here. I have the world's worst sense of direction. Jimmy Kimmel from my pal Adam Carolla. That's exactly what happened. Brendan Fair and, of course, Nick Wexler here from Roswell, which is on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Yeah, you got, how old are you guys?
24.
23.
24 and 23. No girlfriends?
No. Nope.
No steady girlfriends?
No steady girlfriend.
Yeah. That must be ridiculous what goes on with the two. You guys friends? You hang out together? Or
yeah. Just, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah,
that means not that much.
Yeah. No, it actually, it's schedules. It's slow going.
Yeah, a little slow. Where do you pick up girls? Where do you get them? Not that you have to go looking for them, but you got a lot of
guys, I think.
Really?
I think, yeah. It's there's not a...
Speak for yourself.
Do you ever believe that through?
Offer up your wisdom.
This is
no.
When I this is the supermodel. When I was in high school, I couldn't get a date.
Yeah. Right.
No, you know, we could get a lot of chicks.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes.
But
the kind of
people
we would get, I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want anyone who would be interested in me for that. I mean, of course, everyone says.
What if she was really good looking?
I'd be interested.
I got you. I know.
It's not getting them, it's finding them.
Yeah.
You've dumbfounded me.
Have you ever had a girl write you a letter and you hook up with her at all? Fan letter?
No.
Fan
I've got a, that's I've got a crazy few wedding that. Invitations. Actual.
To for you to get married? Or
to no, to be invited to their wedding. Oh. To be in their wedding party.
From the bride?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be comfortable.
I'm just thinking, this poor guy you're marrying.
No kidding. It's ridiculous. You got a crush on somebody? You send him a letter, invite him to your wedding? What the hell is that?
An instinct that women have. Aren't they usually guys in the party that are sort of...
Yeah, just lurking in the background.
They've been with and things. Mm-hmm. You hear those stories all the time?
Yeah, of course. Well, sure, you know people and you become friends with them. I mean, you got to figure every bride at any decent-sized wedding has at least 2.3 guys on average that she's had sex with.
But many times in the wedding party, too.
In the wedding party,
Many times.
Nowadays, it's sometimes the bridesmaids, too.
That is an instinct that defies... male understanding.
So. I was just going to say, what the hell, what is the reason that you think they would do something
well,
like
let's
that?
Go take some calls on that. Maybe they can explain that to us.
Women are crazy. I think that's probably the best explanation. All right. Well, some guys are crazy, too, like Kenny, who's from Mesa, Arizona. Kenny inhaled a clit ring. Can we say that in the air, Drew? And what does Kenny do now? Kenny?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
This can't possibly be true.
Congratulations,
man,
by the way.
That,
the
ball on it.
What?
The ball on it, actually.
All right, now wait a minute.
I wouldn't start telling people you swallowed balls.
He didn't say he swallowed, he said he inhaled.
Went up his nose.
He said he inhaled it.
Oh, my God.
No. I was going down. Well, actually, she was on you know, straddling me.
Yeah.
And somehow that little stainless ball got worked loose, and next thing I know, it's rattling right down the back of my throat, and I, you know, like instinctually gag on it, and I aspirate it, and it just rattles right on down.
Well, I wouldn't worry.
No
I'd pick
way.
It out of my poop.
You have it. Yeah. No, he aspirates in his lungs.
Right. I mean, no. Well,
you should be coughing.
99 times out of 100, a guy would swallow. But I actually felt it going down, and when I breathed in, I felt it rattle down in my lungs. That's been about 3 weeks ago.
I can't believe it's in your lungs. I really can't, because that would give you a pneumonia, and you'd be coughing like crazy.
A lot of people have said that to me. I wanted, some actual medical input on it.
Well, that's right.
Get it looked at.
Well, you have to get a chest x-ray.
What would
first
it feel like?
For the first couple of days, it was really weird, because I could feel it. I could feel it down around in there.
It would stimulate a cough like crazy, so you should be coughing like a maniac.
Oh, like for 3 or 4 hours, I was gagging and coughing and hacking.
Right. And then if it goes downstream further, it will basically clog an airway, and that whole area of your lung will collapse and get pneumonia.
Well, that can't be good.
No, no, it's not good. No. So you have to have something called a bronchoscopy where they go down there and retrieve this thing. You have to have that.
Right, little robot thing, yeah?
Yeah, well, why haven't you gone to the doctor about this after 3 weeks?
Well, my attitude has been on it, wait till it starts bothering me. If I start getting, like, really sick from it,
Till the lung collapses.
What are you going to tell them when you go in there?
Probably exactly what happened.
Tell them your friend shot you in up the nose with a BB gun. Yeah.
No, I'll tell exactly what I just said.
Yeah. How big is that little ring? That little ball?
It's not huge. I mean, it's
2 millimeters or 5 millimeters. No, it couldn't be 5 millimeters.
8 to 8. He doesn't know. This guy doesn't know from millimeters. So his name's Kenny. He lives in Arizona. Kenny,
off a 14-gauge ring.
Yeah, a 14-gauge ring.
Right, that's right.
Good times.
All right. Well, you need to go.
There's a man show bit here.
Yeah, no kidding. This guy's unbelievable. Do you go to Arizona State?
No, actually, I just moved.
How'd you like to just show his X-ray?
I was going to say keep it.
Identify this.
Yeah, send the X-ray here to Loveline, will you, Kenny?
Are you for real?
Yeah, of course we're for real.
All right.
Send the X-ray.
So do you think I should get it checked out, huh?
Yes. Hey, we'll do a special Remembering Kenny piece after you pass away.
Come on, don't be such a pussy. I think I'm going to put this down now. The people always ask me what are the weirdest calls.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be on my list.
Oh, yeah, but
it's
got
to
be down in the bottom 10, though.
It's a quick, easy one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the daytime.
Yeah, but I don't think you can say clit ring on the Jenny Jones show, can you?
I'll say a genital piercing.
I see. All right, good. Kat is in Florida. And she wants to tell her boyfriend no more sex because it hurts too much.
Yeah. Before I do, I just want to say I enjoy all you guys.
Okay.
And enjoy Roswell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, do it.
Not that that's important here, but...
Tell us about your worthless vagina.
Special now.
Mm-hmm. No, I think the vagina's worth something. I think it's the woman. No, I'm just.
Well, she's.
I'm just too. Like every time I have sex, it hurts. I'm too. I feel like I'm too. Like I close up too soon.
After a period of time, it hurts.
Yeah.
How long?
No, it'll just. I don't know. It'll. Of course, it's like being a virgin every single time.
And just with this guy?
Well, with every guy I've had in the past, and this guy, we've had sex once, and then it just hurts too much now. It's just only twice.
Well, how many times have you had sex before?
Before?
Yeah. All told.
Let's see. If I could count off my head, maybe 15? I don't know.
In your life, 15 times?
Yeah.
And it's hurt awfully every time?
Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16?
Yeah. What are the nationalities of the guys you've been having sex with? Maybe you should try Chinese.
The majority is white.
And before 16, anything weird happened to you sexually?
Mm-mm.
Well, you may have something called vaginismus, which is a spasm.
I had that. I did.
Did you? You all right?
I did. I'm fine. They give me an ointment, and I rubbed it.
They give you graduated cylinders sometimes, too.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But, Kat, you really have to... It's either an anxiety symptom, meaning you're nervous and uptight about having sex, and, again, I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Or it's part of that is something called vaginismus, which can actually be a spinal reflex. And there's if you sort of did a Google search and looked up vaginismus, you find a lot of information on the web.
How do you spell vaginismus?
V-A-G-I-N-I-S...
L-I-S?
Nisma.
How do I explain that to my boyfriend?
How do you explain the vaginismus?
I love him to death, but...
Well, look, why don't you do a little research on your own about it so you can understand this and look at some of the possible treatments, and then you can get to him on it.
And how's that mouth working for you?
My mouth is great.
Okay, in the meantime...
No complaints whatsoever.
In the meantime, you use that. You know what I'm saying?
Good times, Kat.
That's right. That's right. You get that throat working, and everything will be fine. Look up vaginismus. Just look it up on the internet and print out the definition. Sure. Hand it to your boyfriend. Maybe put it in a Father's Day card or something. All right.
There's good times.
A young lady, I assume, is named Holiday from Oklahoma. Her tubes are tied, but she still wants to donate an egg.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll donate all of my eggs.
You want to donate all of your eggs?
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell Kenny he's going to be all right because I've swallowed two of my tongue rings. And then diamond off of one of mine.
Yeah, Holiday, he didn't swallow it. He inhaled it into his lungs.
Oh, did he?
How do you, by the way, swallow two tongue rings? Not one, but two tongue rings.
And a diamond off of one of my tongue rings.
And a diamond. Well, here's the deal. You can't donate eggs if you're doing drugs.
Okay.
Okay, so you can't donate egg. You're a drug user, right?
No.
You're not?
No.
Fire. Oh, please.
Pants on
no,
fire.
Please.
Your parents are if they named you a holiday.
No. They're not. My father was in the military.
Have you ever used drugs?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay, it sounds like you're not telling the truth, but all right, let's just assume she is telling the truth, and she does want to donate an egg with her tubes tied. Can she do it?
Yes.
Even with the vaginismus?
Why do you have your tubes? She's a different girl. Why do you have your tubes tied at 27?
Because I already have two kids.
That's
and I
good.
Have cervical cancer.
Yeah, and you want to what? You want to make some cash donating some eggs?
Yes.
Good times.
Wow. Let me tell you.
Yes, I do.
If you found out, do the eggs carry, will the child carry any genetic traits?
Of course.
Any of Holiday's
of
genetic
course.
Traits? Oh, Jesus. There's got to be some. Imagine that. Like, you go for an egg and you get these yokel eggs. My goodness. All right. We got to take a break?
Yes, sir.
All right. Holiday, please.
Who are our guests?
Keep your eggs in your vagina. Nick Wexler.
The vagina.
And Brandon Fair here from Roswell on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. Is today Tuesday? No, today's Monday. All right, so watch it tomorrow night. Love line, 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone numbers. I don't know what's right there. Dr. Drew
Jimmy,
is here.
Dost thou feel somewhat jealous?
No, I don't feel jealous. I think this is funny. Let me tell you guys, we got the guys from Roswell here. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, Adam normally does the show here. They do the show for 2 hours. Tell me if you think this is funny. Every night after the show, then they talk on the cell phone together all the way home.
Oh, until the phone breaks.
As soon as they leave, they sit here for 2 hours together, and then they get on the phone with each other and talk the whole way home.
And we talk incessantly during the breaks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now, when you say we talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I listen. Yeah, I listen.
You mean Adam talks.
Adam goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I love you. I'm just not in love with you. I want to see other people, Adam.
You don't have to be jealous, Jimmy. Do you think Ed and Johnny did that? Do you think Dave and Paul do that on the way home? No. I'm guessing that they don't. Nice, though.
We have a little piece here that's dedicated to Adam. Can we hear it?
Sure.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, I want you to enjoy this, Jimmy.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm going to say something amazingly profound right now. Blah, blah, blah.
Millionaire.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah.
My boyfriend, literally.
Why?
All you screwed up people. You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
People.
I did some gay porn with my mother, who I had sex with.
Oh, come on. Oh, no.
Yeah, a little yeasty on the peckaroo. All right, I'm giving you oral sex starting now. I just got done whacking off to my mom.
Mommy?
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is. Drew is so jealous of my
peckaroo.
I'm the smartest of all the blue-collar guys, and I'm stupid. The point is if I can do it, anyone can do it.
My boyfriend, literally a millionaire.
Yeah.
We should play that at his funeral. That's a crazy little... He sounds like a maniac.
Sounds like a maniac.
We'll miss him. He will be missed. In the meantime, let's take some phone calls. So, you know, there's a lot of calls about women wanting to donate their eggs.
All of a sudden.
And getting money from it. Brandon's calling from Redlands, and he wants to donate his left nut. Is it Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah, just listen, right?
You heard you could get money if you donated your nut.
Yes, it is.
Who do you think would be in the market for your nut?
And what would they be doing with it?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know if you could donate it personally, but I think that you could probably rent it out to guys along Sunset Boulevard probably for a few minutes at a time for money.
Try it, Brandon. What do you expect people would do with your nut?
I heard that they give it to people, like, other gnomes that, like, have cancer and stuff.
Have what?
Cancer.
That have, like, cancer.
Testicular
what,
cancer.
Did they transplant your testicle into someone else's?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I've heard.
What would it be worth to you? What would you...
I'd give my left nut for...
And why the left nut? Why not the right nut?
Maybe there's something wrong
you
with it.
You favor the right nut?
He dresses for the left.
The left nut just produces sperm. The right nut produces it and shoots it.
What are you talking about? You, I mean, really, seriously, are you like...
He's goofing around, right? You're goofing around, right, Brandon?
No, I'm not.
All right. Brandon, wherever you went to high school, go back and...
Here's what you should do. Remove the nut and then try to sell it. Okay. All right. Nicole is here. Not here, but she's on the phone from Paso Robles, California. She's 15 years old, and her mom found her birth control.
Ouch.
And is making you go to the gynecologist? Or the what? Making you go where?
To the gynecologist. She wants to.
Gynecologist.
She's making you go to the gynecologist.
Okay.
And have you ever been to the gynecologist before?
No.
Oh, good times.
Okay. Well,
why is this a bad thing?
Because I have had sex and I don't want her to know. And is she going?
Well, you're entitled to confidential health care. So when you go, you don't have her in the room. And whatever the doctor discusses with you, you let him or her know that you don't want to discuss with anyone else.
It's between you and the gynecologist. Let me ask you a question. Right. What are your plans after high school? You're going to go to college?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Right, and she's wisely taking you to a doctor to make sure you get proper care.
Yeah, sounds like you got a good deal there. Yeah. You should have hid the birth control a little bit better, you bonehead. And by the way, it's gynecologist.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
You'll figure it out when you get there.
Yeah.
But just tell him or her that you want the information held confidential.
Okay.
Don't discuss with anyone.
Tell him you
it's
want
against the law for them to discuss with anyone.
Confidential, and not to tell anyone.
Confidential.
That's right. Joe's on the phone. Joe's from Oklahoma. Drew, I can't even read that. What is that?
Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Go.
I need to know about coricidin, cold and cough.
Coricidin what?
Cold and cough.
Yeah. Liquid?
Dextro.
Methorphan, yeah.
I read on the internet it can make your eyes bleed. I want to know what that's all about. If that's true or not.
That you can get subconjunctival hemorrhages, that the white can turn red?
Yeah, it's like your eyes bleed. I don't know.
No, Joe, they don't bleed. Just about any medication can cause the vessels to rupture in your eye. Aspirin does that. And it's just, you know, if you've been coughing or vomiting, that can do it sometimes.
Is there anything else I should know about that?
What are you planning to do here?
Just taking.
For what?
Recreational use.
Recreational?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get high blood pressure and stroke.
Is that it?
Yeah. You probably got a heart attack, too.
Sounds worth it.
Heart rate disturbance. And the fact that the dextromethorphan is hallucinogenic, and we expect that there's going to be some brain damage from that, too, though that hasn't been documented.
How'd you get a hold of this stuff?
A friend told me about it.
Oh, you can get it in the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
In the grocery store?
Grocery store.
Really?
It's over-the-counter cough syrup.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you going to take it?
Yeah.
Because here's what
said to you that would have made you not take it? Here's the only thing you can say to these guys that it makes your penis small.
Yeah.
It makes your penis shrink down to the size of a razor.
Here's what freaked them out. The blood is going to pop out my eyes.
Not a stroke.
Now, forget stroke, heart attack, no big deal. I don't need my brain.
Have you ever seen anyone that's had a stroke before? Okay.
Yeah. That's ugly.
Here's how they talk. It's one of the worst things. That you're really better off dying than having
again.
A stroke.
Do that again.
Hey, my name is Joe from Oklahoma.
No, you can't even do that.
You can't?
No. There's different kinds of what I call aphasias.
Well, do a stroke. Just show us how
to chest. Four. Four.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Joe?
Well, no.
Yeah. Like, Ozzy's got now. Ozzy, let's hear a little Ozzy aphasia.
But I used to do a lot of screwing around with my medication.
That's Ozzy. Yeah.
You want that, Joe?
No, I don't want none of that.
All right. Well, don't listen. Man, it's a smoke pot.
It's okay. You'll drag the right side of your body. You won't be able to walk.
It'll be good. Please, it's ridiculous. All right, idiots. Josh is also from Oklahoma. Big Oklahoma night tonight. Josh wants to know, how do you know if you're addicted to sex?
Is that right, Josh?
Yeah.
I can't tell you,
but
it'll last forever.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
I don't know.
What makes you think you're addictive?
I like
love it, I guess.
You're 15 years old?
Yeah.
Of course you love it. Of course you love it.
And it's all you think about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's 15.
How many times did you get it?
About 6 times so far.
You've had sex 6 times?
Yeah.
Same girl?
No.
By the way, you're not addicted to anything if you've done it 6 times. Seriously.
How often do you masturbate?
A lot.
How often?
I don't know.
How many times a week?
Dude, at least once a day?
Yeah.
Now that you're addicted
More than 3 times a day?
No.
More than twice a day?
No.
Oh, that's enough.
You're still in the minors.
Yeah, please. I'm in my 30s. I'm kicking your ass, Josh. You're definitely not addicted to sex. All right. Let's see. Oh, somebody's got to complain about me. All right. Yeah, good luck with that. Kevin is from somewhere in California. What's your complaint about me, Kevin?
Last night you were giving out Tara Patrick's website, and you were telling a 17-year-old that he should go to it and time himself masturbating. That's a porno site, and what gives you the right to tell an underage kid to go to a porno site?
I was actually joking, but we said that at the time.
Making a sarcastic comment. I said, if you're going to go to it, make sure you have your parents' credit card.
I didn't hear that part of it, but also you were saying that at the end you gave it out again, and you should be more responsible with that. My kid Chris was listening to the show, and that's how I found out about it, and he doesn't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, what do I care? I'll be out of here tomorrow. I don't care if the ratings of this goddamn show go in the toilet. As a matter of fact, I got to carry the load for that Corolla because he's at work till midnight every night. Every time there's an early call, who has to be there first? Me. Every time there's a meeting, a conference call in the morning, who has to be there first? Me. So if I can, believe me, I'll do everything I can to drive this program into the ground.
Jimmy, it's up there. I caught my kid Chris and listening to the show, don't let him listen to it anymore.
Well, did you let? If you caught him listening to the show, that would indicate that he didn't want him to listen to the show, right?
Right. Well, he doesn't live with me. He lives in Sacramento with his mother.
Right.
And and something around us over there.
How old is he?
He's 12.
Yeah. Well, he
shouldn't be listening.
He probably shouldn't be listening anyway.
Right. That is correct. I went up to him then, and stuff when he was listening and stuff. And I haven't told my wife. I said, we shouldn't let our kid Chris listen to the show anymore.
How can you keep saying your son's name over and over and over again?
Because just in case if he's listening, I don't want him to be listening anymore.
Yeah. Right. Now he knows Dad's calling, and he's definitely going to be listening.
You are an asshole.
No. Come on.
He's probably laughing his ass off right now.
And stuff that, but it's serious. Like, you should not let kids know about these porn sites.
Oh, please.
That's agreed.
You should not let your kid listen to a radio show that's talking about this stuff. Drew, and don't say, how dare you say agreed.
I agree with that.
You host this show, and you've had 1,000 porn stars into this.
No, I agree.
And Drew, when you have these porn stars.
And you're a doctor.
Drew, why don't you get to the bottom of their story?
How dare you?
Every time a girl calls up and just even has a young-sounding voice, you're right on her about the molestation.
Because they will not...
Why don't you get on to these porn stars?
They will not talk about it. Although Tara did talk about last night the fact that her mom left when she was 8 and has a sister who's in pregnancy when she was a teenager, and there's all kinds of stuff going on in her life.
Tara doesn't come on to talk about that, she comes on to...
Well, the people that work in those industries are invested in seeming like gleefully liberated.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they definitely paint a pretty picture.
And it's BS. Mm-hmm. It's total BS. It's there are major histories there, and they will not divulge them. But other people will. The actors and actors. Let's get on the bottom of these guys.
Yeah. Well, no, these guys, they're up to no good. Yeah. There's no question about that. I mean, just look at them.
You stand here giggling like kids in the back of a school ground. Meanwhile, as Drew says penis.
Yeah, believe me, these guys, all they have to do is roll down the window on the way home, and great-looking girls just jump in the car. It's ridiculous. Kevin, I really know what I would encourage you to do? Yeah.
They would do that to you too, Jimmy, just not in a Ford Escort.
I would encourage you to look within.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know what that means, but really, I put all the blame on him when I say look within.
No, you didn't.
This is hilarious. Nice try.
And by the way, how dare you attack me, Drew? How dare you?
Alexis, I just agree with him.
He's here from San Francisco. So you think I shouldn't have been plugging the porn site?
No, I just agree with him that it should be something.
I think you should have plugged
it. It was a joke.
I agree it was a joke, but I agree with him that we shouldn't be encouraging young kids to. If he felt that we were encouraging him, we shouldn't be.
No. We cannot. We cannot live, you know, on how some crazy guy who lives in Antioch, freaking California, translates things. If he doesn't have the the sophistication to understand whether there's a joke or
I understand,
not.
But you know what I appreciate about him?
That's his problem.
He was not, like, taking it out. He was just sort of talking. You know what I mean?
He kept saying my kid Chris, and that bothered me.
Was it TaraPatrick.com?
Yeah, it was. I think Anderson has it right. It was Tara, T-E-R-A, Patrick.com.
That's what I thought. Tara Patrick.
Yeah. And by the way, listen, I got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. They don't get near the internet without my supervision.
The hell they don't.
They don't.
Where are they now?
They do.
Where are you all day?
Oh, listen, my wife keeps an eye on them. Alexis in San Francisco.
You've got to put some of these devices, you know, the monitoring devices on, I think.
They have to get into my office to get in there. Alexis, so what's your story?
Well, okay. I am wondering, why do I drink now and I black out? Whereas when I drank earlier, like, I never used to black out. I used to get really drunk and then, like, pass out, or I get drunk and I throw up.
The blacking out is a sign of alcoholism.
I quit drinking. Like, if I'm going to do that, like, I don't want to drink anymore. It's not like I need alcohol. Like, I love red wine. Like, you know, just the flavor of it.
Did I say it's because you need it?
No, but usually alcoholism is someone who, like, thinks that they need it.
No. Alcoholism is someone who continues to use the drug, alcohol, in spite of consequence.
Yeah.
And blackout is a consequence, and yet you have maintained your relationship with alcohol. That's alcoholism.
Well, she said she'd quit. How do you quit drinking?
No, she quit drinking heavily.
No, I quit drinking. I mean, last weekend, or not 2 weeks ago, like, that was just it, you know? Like, I had enough, you know? I mean, there's just too much consequence that I come out, like,
You've had no alcohol since 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, like, I drank heavily, and I woke up, and, like, I didn't remember the whole entire night, you know? And I learned that I did a lot of, like, stupid things, and, like, I regret them, you know? I mean, terribly,
what we call incipient alcoholism. And that's early in the stages, people actually can control their relationship with alcohol, so now's the time you need to do it. It sounds, though, like you've gone far enough along down the road that you're going to have difficulty stopping, and you're going to find yourself going back to it. And if you do, if you can't control it, that means you can't, and you're addicted, and that's the time to get treatment. The blackout is a symptom of the...
I don't think I'm addicted.
Well,
I mean,
the blacking out is the sign of the disease, so you have the disease.
Okay.
You sort of fit every criteria, but you're early in it, so you still can control it.
Okay.
But whether you are able to maintain that control is what lies in the question.
There you go.
And don't replace pot or alcohol. Pot or drugs.
Weed is so gross. Like, why did I smoke that? It's disgusting.
Or sex or thrill.
Yeah,
or other.
I think sex, though, like, that's another thing. Like, I think I'm a nymphomaniac. Well, I love it, you know?
Well, listen, but you're going to, then that's going to become your destructive drug of choice going forward. You're going to have to, you may need to do something with this.
He always paints.
Well, what do I get in? Like, what do you like involve
in? Go to AA. Go to AA, get a sponsor.
No, I mean, but, like, there has to be something that I need
then
to
get
do.
Then get a therapist.
A therapist?
Yeah.
Yes, and a vibrator.
I have one. It doesn't work for me. That's
the
thing.
Alexis, what's funny about this? You have a deadly disease. It's not funny. You have a deadly disease. Either go to AA or get a professional who's used to dealing with it. And if you want to make change, otherwise you're going to keep progressing. That's the way it works.
Blacking out is not good.
No, I that's why I'm stopping drinking.
Sexual addiction is not good. You're going to hurt yourself that way, too.
Why would you black out?
Nobody knows, but it's a sign. Blacking out is basically an impairment of your brain's function going from short-term memory to long-term memory. So you don't remember anything you did, basically.
Yeah.
You're sort of operating in a blackout. You're not passed out. Mm-hmm. You just don't know what you've done.
Do black people white out?
A lot of people black out, too. And okay. A blackout, it's very funny because what happens is people are drinking, and then all of a sudden they start blacking out with just very limited exposure to alcohol, not nearly as much as what they used to drink, and they still are blacking out all the time. And those blackout tendencies will kind of stay with you for quite some time. And it's a sign of alcoholism.
What's it called again?
A sign?
What's a blackout called? Yeah. What's the technical term?
A disease.
Alcoholism.
No, the other one that you said.
Well, it's not a disease, the actual specific thing?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Like a stimpy or something.
It doesn't matter.
A stimpy, right.
No, not a stimpy. You said, never mind.
I said an impairment of short-term going to long-term memory.
Okay.
Yes, all right. Just stop drinking.
Okay? I will.
All right. And stop all the sexual acting out.
All right, we got a good question for Brendan and Nick here. Melanie is here in Los Angeles. She has a question for you guys. Go ahead, Melanie.
I was just wondering what your guys' sexual fantasies are.
These guys. Mm-hmm. Now you're kidding.
Okay. We'll start with Nick. Nick Wexler, what is your sexual fantasy?
I think this is it.
This is it?
Just talking to some
four guys in the room? Talking on the phone? Drinking coffee?
Oh, God. Like, I don't only have one, you know?
Well, yeah. Give us as many as you can.
Pick one.
Us?
Wow.
How many of you are there?
There's three of us, actually, out here.
Freaks! Yeah. Out here? Are you in the desert?
No, they're in L.A. No.
Okay.
Okay. And well, Brandon, you have an answer?
Yeah,
Now, listen, guys, here's the thing. Guys don't have to.
I don't think they, it's not,
it's, don't spend a lot of time with fantasy.
It's all, because you know what? We're up for everything, really. I mean, almost everything, but we're up for all the regular stuff. You understand? Women come up with
these crazy
fantasies.
We take what we can get, basically.
Like, I want to be in a yacht, and I want to be laid out in the sun.
You want two girls at one time, or?
Yeah, whatever.
For guys, one is good, two is better.
That's right. All right, you got it, ladies?
Yes.
Their head just doesn't go to three. They figure that's not even possible.
You got the hots for Brendan and Nick, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty hot.
You watch Roswell?
All the time.
Have you ever pleasured yourself to the program?
Yes, I have.
You have? Using your hands or what?
And other toys.
Wow. There you go, fellas. Something to think about. Man. Next time that alarm clock goes off, you're like, oh, crap, I'm sick of this friggin' show. I want to do movies. I'm so sick of this goddamn UPN. It's not even a real network, right? Just think about these girls laying back and masturbating. Believe me, you don't get that working at the Jack in the Box. This is Love Line. I'm Jimmy Kimmeler for Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew's here, Brendan Fair, and Nick Wexler from Roswell on UPN. Masturbate to it every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla. Adam is in New York doing the Howard Stern Show. We got some very special guests. We got Brendan Fair and Nick Wexler from the UPN Roswell Show. It's on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Dr. Drew, of course, here. And Adam had a rough morning on Howard Stern.
Really, what happened?
People were calling and telling him he wasn't funny. And,
it must be callers from this show.
I don't know. And then he threatened to beat some callers up. And the guy's like, oh, come down there and stuff. And people don't realize Adam will whip their ass if they come down. I mean,
you know what, though?
Adam's a boxer.
Other thing, though, when Adam gets into that mode of come down here, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
He's not kidding.
No, of course he's not kidding. No. Because he rarely does that. He's not an overly aggressive guy.
He is overly aggressive. And so when you put him over the top like that, it's because he really means it.
If you call a radio show and then you get in an argument with the host and the host says, come down here, I'll kick your ass, or vice versa, come down, be a man and come down and get your,
your bell
take
rung.
Your medicine. Right.
Adam's a serious boxer.
People are very bold over the telephone.
Really?
That's how we met. Boxing.
Yeah.
He was my boxing instructor.
He took on five guys. I'm sure he told you a certain million times. The guys with the baseball bats.
He told me it was eight.
Eight guys. He told me eight guys. Five actually jumped him.
He has superpowers. Ronnie is calling from Washington, 14 years old. His brother's doing crazy things lately. He wants to know if his brother's on drugs. What's your brother doing?
He's doing, crazy things. He just pissed his window, 20 minutes ago.
He peed out the window? Oh, that's not so crazy.
How old is he?
I guess it sounds like fun.
How old is he?
He's 15.
He's 15. And what are the steps he doing?
He's crapping in bags and stuff.
Wow. This sounds like Adam, I have to say.
Is he saving the stool and that kind of thing?
He's not saving it. He usually uses it.
Lighting it on fire, putting it on people's steps?
No, using it as a weapon?
He's done the, on the front porch thing on fire. And he's also, crapped in some kid's bed.
So isn't aren't your parents aware of this?
My parents, no.
What do you mean he crapped in some kid's bed?
Yeah.
As a joke, or?
He went to his friend's house the other day.
Yeah.
His little brother, he's, really annoying. Everyone hates him. And so he decided to crap in his bed.
You shouldn't make fun of him for that. That's the problem.
Look, Ryan, why don't you tell your parents about this so they can kind of...
My parents about it?
Yeah, he needs to be reeled in here a little bit. And I don't know if he thinks this is funny and he's just out of control or if he's really got a serious problem.
It could very well be. That could be the case.
That he just
because
thinks
it
that
is,
he thinks it's
it
funny.
It is kind of funny. I have to say. It is pretty funny. He's grabbing and
I've thought
bed.
About crapping in my friend's car, but
Adam's friend Ray used to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, used to. He crapped in my desk at work 2 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the what? Oh, speaking of, I just actually...
Who would you crowd?
Speaking of this, no, I didn't. Me and Jason, who's also on the show, were sitting around and we were eating, and I had to go to the, and this was about 5 days ago on set, or 4 days ago, and I had to go pee so bad, but I was so lazy. I asked him how much you'd give me if I pissed in my pants, and he said $150. So while I was sitting there eating, I pissed myself.
You did it?
Yeah.
It was great too, because he calls, he's like, I'm gonna need a new pair.
I'm going to need a new pair. Sat there, pissed my pants. And
you called the wardrobe department?
Yeah. I told them to get a new pants ready.
This is what goes on when you're on TV, folks. You can just soil your pants and someone has to take them away and clean
and
them.
And the women jump through the window of your car for you.
Entitlement. It's crazy. I got a good one. This guy, I don't know these people. My brother told me this story. It's a newlywed couple. And they're on their honeymoon. It's the first night, the first morning of their honeymoon. And they order breakfast, room service. And they bring it in a beautiful silver tray. And the wife is in the shower. And she comes out of the shower. And the husband's sitting there. And he's just got a big smile on his face. She's like, what? What? And he's like, oh, nothing, nothing. Let's eat. And she sits down to eat her pancakes. And she lifts up the cover. And he has produced a log on her pancakes. And he laughs like a maniac. And she's furious at him. She's screaming at him. He's like, what? What? Just lift the top one off. You can still eat it. He was absolutely serious. He wanted to be mad at her.
This is something you did, isn't it?
No, I didn't do it. I would cop to that in a second. I'm planning on doing it sometime. All right. Let's see. Mackenzie from Pasadena, 45 years old, caught his 17-year-old son smoking weed, and it wants to know if we should report him to the police.
Mackenzie?
Yes.
What's happening there?
Hi. I just wanted to know. You know, I'm seriously thinking of reporting him. I have the evidence. He could take a drug test. And, I mean, do you think this would be wise?
I don't think it necessarily would.
But he doesn't seem to be showing any signs of realizing the mistake and the dreadful thing he did.
Is you or his father alcoholic or addict?
No, his father left when he was 3.
Is his father an alcoholic or addict?
No, he wasn't.
Do you still know his father?
No, he left us.
So he might be, as far as you know.
He might be. Might have turned into one.
So your son inherited this gene from him.
Possibly.
And pot is one of the things people get addicted to commonly now, particularly in his age group. And by returning over to the police, they're not going to do very much. It's really like sort of not, there's not going to be much punishment.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
And he'll be very resentful, and you're not going to have accomplished anything. What you have to do is get him to care, to treatment.
What you should do is crap in his pot.
Well, you're in Pasadena. Do you have medical insurance?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, why don't you hold on the line? I'll talk to you off the air. I'll give you some recommendations, okay?
Yeah, I will, too. I'll also give you some. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. We'll help her out. That's true. Aaron's from New Mexico.
You still tell her to crap.
New Mexico. Aaron, you're from what part of New Mexico are you from?
I'm in Albuquerque right now.
Have you been to Roswell, the real Roswell?
Yeah, I have.
You know, the fake Roswell here is shot in, like, West Covina or something, right? Does it look like the real Roswell, the Roswell you guys pretend to be in?
No.
Oh, I haven't seen the show. I couldn't tell you guys.
It seems like if I live in a state like New Mexico, and there was a show named it, I would watch it.
Oh, man, I'm usually at work prime time.
Yeah, let me explain something to you. I'm from Las Vegas.
Right.
Entertainment capital of the world.
I understand. All right.
When Vegas was on, you better goddamn well bet I watched it. All right. What's your story, Aaron?
I just want to call in. That kid called in asking if he could take Corseden.
Right, the one we told him he'd have a stroke or heart attack.
I want to explain because I had a feeling the kid wants to do it anyway.
Yeah, the only thing that discouraged him was if blood would come out of his eye.
and that didn't even do it.
Yeah, then it might be,
Well, I know that Corseden, all the extra chemicals in it besides dextromethorphan are what can be fatal if you take it in a large enough dose.
Right, that's what we told him.
I mean, but if the kid's going to try it anyway, you might as well try him to get some Robitussin, maximum strength cough. All that has in it is dextromethorphan.
The Robitussin only.
Yeah.
I think they're using the Corseden because they get this sort of manic delirium from the antihistamine.
Really?
It's part of the whole thing. They're getting extra, and plus they get the stimulant of the sort of pseudoephedrine-like drug. So,
right.
So it's a I think they're specifically using the Corseden for its multiplicity of effects.
Oh, okay. Because I've experienced with dextromethorphan in the past. I don't use it anymore because it's a very serious chemical, but I think if someone wants to try it, they should at least do it the safest way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys
condom on.
You guys could promote that because these
yeah, that's what I told people.
Kids are going to go out and eat corseting anyway, and then that's not cool.
Well, hopefully not. All right, thanks, Aaron. All right, we got Chad on the line here. Chad wakes up every morning clenching his teeth, and he wants to know why. Chad?
Yeah.
You do drugs, Chad?
No.
Well, no.
Are you doing drugs now?
I smoke herb a lot.
Well, it hasn't affected your brain. I don't see why there's any problem. Keep doing it, Chad.
That's probably why you're clenching your teeth. Do you have any panic attacks or anxiety, anything like that?
No, well, I work security all night, you know, graveyard. And when I'm driving home in the morning, like, I'm cool all night, you know, I'm just listening to music and dancing in the booth. But when I drive home, like, I'm always clenching my teeth in the morning, and that's like when my high comes down.
Are you doing, right, you can have withdrawal. Then marijuana withdrawal is pretty uncomfortable. It's very much, kind of like alcohol withdrawal, and some people get jumpy and jittery and increase muscle tone.
I also had a second question. Like, is it, like, dangerous to, like, can you, like, OD ever by smoking too much herb?
Can you OD from pot?
No, you can get a delirium. You really become, you have terrible hallucinations and sort of have panic attacks and sort of become out of it. But you can't, die.
But you can ODB.
I wasn't sure because, like, I smoked, like, a quarter ounce the other day to my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the, I couldn't move. I was just.
That's what it does. It makes you sit on your couch and
it's
like.
Good. He's working security.
You can have effects from you doing a lot of the drug, but you can't die from it particularly.
Well, what's like the bad effects from?
Well, it's profoundly addictive.
What kind of security do you do?
I guard a missile, actually.
Oh, that's very
guard a missile.
Very reassuring.
Hey, wait a minute. Ah, screw it.
Holy crap.
These men are heroes. They're American heroes. Believe me, I know what the kind of people mostly wind up in the military. They're not heroes. They're Chad from Huntington is what they are. Are you in the military?
No, actually, I'm not.
They're hiring a private firm to guard the missiles now?
Well, it's an international project, actually, that I've...
Oh, good.
Work for
it. No, that's excellent. You are a son of a bitch. Well, we really battened down the hatches.
So here's the deal. So the drug taste testing at Walmart.
Yeah, that's right.
And then this guy's guarding the missiles.
You can't have a mustache at Disneyland, but believe me, you can be plenty stoned while you're guarding the missiles. This guy is a compliment for me. James, you're from Idaho?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to, like, you know, take over for Adam.
Listen, let me just say something about my friend Adam there. Right. Adam, no kidding around, funniest guy in the world.
Yes.
Right, Drew?
Yes.
All right. There we go.
You'll be back.
All right. Jeremy's in Whittier.
Yeah, in fact, he had one of the highest compliments I ever heard from Bobcat.
Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting and very sort of accurate. Bobcat said, for him, watching Adam work is like watching somebody channel. He's channeling something, like channeling from other sources.
He's right. He's channeling Gilbert Gottfried from his apartment in New York. Jeremy's 22. His new girlfriend won't give him oral sex and wants to know how he convinces her. And Jeremy, I'm not equipped to answer this question because I really have the same thing.
Your wife still doesn't give you oral sex?
Sex in general, I don't really get. But Brendan and
what?
What?
It's that you don't get or don't give.
I don't get.
Really?
Yeah. Believe me.
That sounds sad. you treat your wife like
how often
crap.
Do you get sex?
Pretty regularly.
Like, what's regular, Drew?
Twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me want to kill myself. All right. Let's ask Brendan and Nick. How do you, have you had, well, no, you guys, they died right for the...
But wait a minute. I don't give my wife endless crap.
You should give your wife endless crap. Believe me.
You give your wife a load.
I'd rather have the sex twice a month than go through what you go through.
just because what Corolla, just because Corolla says doesn't mean it's reality.
This is the story that ended it all for me. You got in trouble for doing a show, a politically incorrect show at the Playboy Mansion?
Yes.
You were working. You probably didn't even want to go there.
No, I didn't.
And you actually got in trouble for that?
That was ridiculous.
That would not be tolerated. Not be tolerated, Mike.
It really wouldn't.
All right. How does this guy, what does he do? What would you guys
What
do?
Reasons does she give you? Any?
She does do it, but just not as...
Your balls probably smell.
My ex did it all the time, and now this girl just has, like, no clue. She has no idea.
Wait a minute. Some women just don't like to do that.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Well.
Jeremy.
Time to her. So she needs to return it back.
Wait, you suck.
Right. I don't know about that.
Jimmy has an interesting question. Your
wife has a penis.
Do you powder yourself?
Yeah, no. I apply a liberal amount of powder to my testicles in the morning.
To keep them from sweating?
No, seriously. It's like...
Oh, for Christ's sake, you must have like paper mache down here by now.
It's crazy. Right? I have about once in every 6 weeks, I have an actual cast of my nuts. I fill it with plaster of Paris. I sell them at the flea market at the Rose Bowl. First Sunday of every month.
Jimmy Kimmel's testes?
That's right. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend, because I don't know the answer, and nobody knows the answer, but I would powder your balls in the morning.
That's only for the summertime.
Put that on.
No, that's not only for the summertime. Try it, and it couldn't hurt. You try it out, and you see how it works out. Maybe you'll get more oral sex. It's worth the try, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
And listen,
do you ever tell her she's good at it when she does?
She's all right.
Oh my God! You gotta be.
You gotta tell her that she's not gonna go down.
Exactly. And look,
Jimmy. Also, I was watching the Man Show, and your cousin sat on that other guy's face.
Yeah, my cousin Sal.
I got a way better story and pictures.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I've got to have them.
we need them. What about tickets to your show, man?
Yeah, that's fine. What's the story? What happened?
He passed out at the river. This fat guy that we know got butt naked, stuck his balls on his forehead, and just...
Okay, well, I don't think we can put that up here.
He got teabagged.
How do we explain that in a clean fashion? Well, look for it on the Man Show Sunday nights at 10 o'clock next season. That's the kind of guy I like to hang out with. All right, John's from Bellflower. John's girlfriend wants too much sex. She wants sex twice a day, every day, and John doesn't want it. John, how old are you?
I'm 22.
How long has this been going on?
Ever since we first got together, actually.
How old? Of course, that would be 16 weeks.
How would we know how long you've been together?
2 years.
Okay. Wow, 2 years, twice a day, sex for two entire years.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty bad. I try to discourage her about it because it just gets a little annoying after a while.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I it's like I go to work, you know, and then I come home, I'm tired. I don't want to, it's just like I'm not into her at that point in time.
How old is she?
She's 19.
And she gets angry if you don't...
Oh my God, unbelievably.
Do you powder your balls?
Do I powder my balls?
Yes.
Occasionally.
Okay, stop.
Was she sexually abused when she was a child? John?
Was she
sexually abused?
No, actually she wasn't, no. But she was sexually active quite young.
How old?
I believe she said she lost virginity at 14.
Yeah. That almost counts as, right?
Yeah, that's getting close to sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So you wonder what was going on with her then and why she got...
The guy was supposedly like 19 at the time.
Of course, always 14 and 19.
Yeah, well, that's sexually abused.
Yeah, that's a form of sexual abuse. And it also suggests something real bad was happening in the home.
But wouldn't that discourage her from having sex, though?
No, in fact, the more traumatic, the more sort of they need to relive that trauma. They sort of need that in order to have...
Why couldn't my wife have been molested?
Then you'd be like
no
John.
God. What?
You'd be like this. You'd be calling like John.
Yeah, that's no problem. I can handle that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's great. It's no problem when I'm all up for it. But it gets a little, you know. I mean, God, dude.
Well,
I can't.
Yeah.
I know any guy would just love to have that, but it's like,
yeah,
I can't. You know, it just gets a little.
Yeah,
you know,
that's too much.
She doesn't let me. She will not let me watch porn. Oh.
Well, when do you have time to watch porn? I mean, here's the thing. Here's
when
the
you,
thing
when you
difference
to?
Between the guys and girls. Now, most guys would want to have sex twice a day if they got it, but women, no, absolutely not, and that's it. No, 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 no. They beat you down. They beat you down. This guy just goes along with it twice
and
a day
he's like years and years.
Yeah.
You know, I like, you know, I try to explain. She thinks that watching porn is cheating.
Yeah, well, she's got some issues.
Like, and it's killing me.
Well.
I'm like, come on. I can't even watch, like, entertainment television. Wild on.
No Showtime.
The Howard Stern show. I can't watch Howard Stern. Howard Stern's great.
Really? Wow.
Love him to death, but I can't watch Howard Stern.
Well, you know what? You're letting her run your life. You're not a man.
No, no, no. I mean, I got my points in the relationship.
Yeah, what are they?
All right, listen, John. We got to go. But if you're gonna keep this relationship going, she may need a little bit of help. But if she's motivated, if she's not, maybe you have to end this.
May not
be the right thing.
No, over that.
Yeah. It's not over that. It's not. There's no mutuality in this relationship. Yeah. She doesn't let you do
you
things.
Can't put
that
on
are
a
normal.
Drug or something like that.
Maybe she needs a value. That's my point. She needs an evaluation. But
have her spayed.
Yeah. Oh, they come. You just do it right here. So and here's the deal. She has no respect for you to do the normal things, watching television, that sort of thing. She has no mutuality in terms of leaving you room for your own biology. I mean, she demands things from you that are unrealistic. That's not a relationship.
Yeah, I know, but I love her to death.
Yeah, but she's going to love you to death.
That's the problem.
I don't think too many guys feel too sorry for you.
Know.
Sorry, John. I mean, it's probably got to be a pain in the ass, but...
Who cares?
All right. It's Loveline. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be back with Brendan and Nick from Roswell in a moment. The wee hours of Loveline. Not that much time left. I've enjoyed this time with you, Drew.
I have to say. I've worn a shirt in your honor, even. You know.
Yeah, it's nice of it. I didn't notice that. Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla, Brendan Fair, and Nick Wexler are here. They're from the Roswell on the WB. And UPN, you guys like being on that? I'm sorry.
Used to be
on the WB, though, right? Yeah. And then everything goes then to UPN after a while. Is that how it works?
Well, Buffy, because her contract was up, and that's the whole they want more money and who can afford it. And ours was just because it sucked, and the WB dropped it, and then you get picked up by
somebody,
a fledgling network.
What sucked? Oh, the ratings sucked?
Yeah.
But now it's good on the UPS?
It's still the same.
But people like the show, right? It's critically acclaimed and everything?
Not anymore. That lasted about the pilot.
Really?
It did.
Some admirable honesty from some of the former stars of the program. You thought that producer was mad at you when you peed on yourself in front of the staff. I hope they're not listening tonight. All right, let's take a couple more calls. Chris is in L.A. He's been dating almost 2 months. Hasn't been kissed. Was this a guy or a Chris? What's your story?
I'm a guy.
They spell your name with a K, which indicates girl to me.
Chris Christopherson.
Yeah. Why haven't you kissed her?
Actually, I'm bi, but...
You're bisexual at 16 years old?
Yeah, this is the only relationship I've ever had, though I think of myself as bi, but I've never had any experience with a guy or a girl.
Why haven't you kissed her? Why haven't you kissed her?
Because he's
myself
gay?
As a millionaire.
Well, I'm, really shy because I'm 16. This is the first girlfriend I've ever had,
How do your evenings end? Don't you kiss her goodnight?
We go to two different schools. We're busy all the time. Neither one of us can drive yet.
Do you have dates?
Yeah, we date a little bit, but I can only see her, on the weekend because...
How your evening ends? Why don't you kiss her goodbye?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Because he's gay?
Yeah, Chris,
That
would be an appropriate thing to do. That would be just a cordial thing to do.
Chris, how do you know you're
bisexual? Do you shake her hand?
Yeah, I shake her hand. I mean, it's really awkward among us because I'm her first boyfriend, too, or so she tells me, at least.
Yeah. How do you know that you're bisexual at 16 if you've never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Because I've had feelings for both guys and girls. They just
didn't have feelings for me.
How does this happen, Drew, at 16 years old?
By?
Yeah, that, you know, I mean, he has no experience whatsoever with sex, but he considers himself bisexual.
It may just be confusion. That's more typically what it is at that age.
And what do you do when you're this confused?
Well, you should kind of sit back and not do much and see how things shake out.
Now, do you want to kiss her or you don't want to?
No, I do. I mean, I really like this girl.
But if you really wanted to kiss her, you would have kissed her.
Were you traumatized at some point, Chris? What happened?
Yeah, sort of.
What happened?
Sort of. Well, it's kind of weird, but I like this girl.
What happened that traumatized you?
Well, I found out she was cheating on me with 6 different guys.
Wow.
This was like 3 years ago, and she wrote me this really nasty letter, and I would have done anything for this girl.
You were 13, so it was just kind of an obsession you had.
Yeah, it was just kind of an obsession. I know it was really stupid, but I after that,
she wasn't cheating on you. You weren't having a relationship with her.
Well, we weren't really having a relationship.
Chris, you were not having a relationship.
No, we weren't, but she said we were going out.
Chris.
I thought of us as going out. She seemed to not deny that, and then I found out she was going out like 6 other guys.
Chris, did you go on a date with her?
Yes.
How many times?
We hung out and sort of dated for almost a year.
How many times did you go out with her?
Which means once.
I don't know, 20 at least.
All right. Well, by trauma, I mean something happened earlier in your life. Somebody sexually abused you or physically abused you or something.
Not really.
Jimmy, you've been sexually abused?
Not really. What's happened is I've got I'm afraid of people. Because I was actually homeschooled.
Mm. That's always bad news.
So
your parents are nutty, huh?
I got two or three friends.
Yeah. You guys homeschooled your actors, and so were you actors when you were kids?
No.
Yeah, that homeschooling is nutty.
Yeah,
it's no good.
My mom thinks it is.
Yeah, see what happened? You homeschooled. You wound up getting
learn the social skills.
You became a homo.
Social skills. That's it.
Well, you may need to really work at developing your social skills, and that means putting yourself out there and taking risks. And
I try.
For starters, I don't know what up with your sexual identity. Why you have such unclarity about that? But lack of clarity about that. But you've got to at least do the cordial thing of having contact physically with this person when you end anything.
And if you kiss her in a nice way goodbye, I don't think she's going to slap you.
No.
She doesn't like it.
No.
She's probably going to go, you know what?
Jimmy.
Do you mind if I kiss you? Which one?
Jimmy.
I'm sorry. Show's over?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We got 7 minutes. Oh, we have the commercials?
That's the clock. Yeah.
This show goes by so fast. All right. We'll do some commercials. We'll come back. It's Loveline. We're back. It's Loveline. Not for long, though. Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Kroll. Adam's back tomorrow night, Drew?
Yep.
I want to thank our guests, Nick Wexler and Brendan Fair. They're on Roswell. It's a bad show, according to them.
Bad show that no one watches.
No one watches.
But some chick masturbates, too.
It's Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
For one viewer masturbating rather than 3 just enjoying.
I think you guys are being hard on yourself. I think it's probably a pretty decent show, right?
Yes.
Come on, go on.
I'll answer.
How bad could it be?
It's tough when you work on it, man.
All right. Well, I'll just say
I'm
this.
I'm too close.
The Man Show is the finest program on television. And that is on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock at Comedy Central.
Jimmy, it's been a pleasure.
Best show on television, The Man Show.
Jesse Ventura. Governor of Minnesota. That's right, exactly. Thank you very much. All right. Should I say mahalo?
Yeah,
all right. Mahalo, everybody.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to, take over for Adam.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.